I watched.
He's gonna dive.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah.
And he got to the edge of that thing, and he.
Yeah, kind of dive down in the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you'd call that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. I wonder if he's ever done that.
I bet he has.
You think he's...
You all know, did you ever dive down in water?
Oh,
when
yeah.
Water. Trying to find out the old words that we used to use.
Yeah.
They call it diving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about if they went in and landed on their stomach like that? Instead of going in with their head, they landed on their stomach. They call it a...
Belly buster.
Belly buster.
That's why they call that a belly buster.
Well, I
never
heard that.
You didn't hear that?
Yeah, I have.
You know, they jump off the place and hit the water flat. I saw boys that would go swimming, and we didn't know where the bathing suit was, and they don't want
it.
Oh!
We went to
birthday suit on.
Go swimming and just pull off the clothes and jump in.
Oh, isn't that funny?
Boy, some of them. Jump down there and hit that, they call it belly buster, just hit it.
Yeah,
it'll burn, I guess, the stomach when you hit it so hard.
The stomach is red when it hit that water.
Sorry.
Oh, I used to like to dive.
You did? I bet you never have, though. You never.
Oh, no, I was afraid. Well, my mother never would let me go. See, they'd get off with a bunch of boys, and they could do what they wanted to. And me, a girl, I had to.
Well, now, after, you'd say now, after he dived in, then he...
Swam out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of sometime like a storekeeper, when you would pay your bill off, completely pay it off, they'd give you a little present and say it's for a...
Being prompt with your
or
bills
something.
Or something like that.
Call it a bonus or anything. Did you ever hear of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that too.
You have heard of bonus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, before a baby can walk, it's got to
crawl.
Now, if you were talking about, now if you were looking, like you were talking about between here and Hot Springs, and looking at a tall mountain, you'd say, now that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But now, you might say, but now, last year, my neighbor...
Climbed it or went up.
But if you're talking about yourself, but you'd say, but now, I never have.
Yeah.
You'd say, I've never...
climbed it.
Yeah.
Now, if you were talking about a little child, you'd say, he went over, but he was going to say his prayers. And he went over beside his bed, and he...
Now.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Now, you might be sitting and feeling, again, we're talking about feeling drowsy. You might say, now I believe I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
Now, if you were talking about a person and you'd say he was really sick, he couldn't even sit up all day, he just, talking about being in bed, you'd say all day he just
drowsy, I guess.
And if he's in bed, would you say he, stayed in bed, or he laid in bed, or...
Yeah, you're in bed all day, or something like that.
Now, talking about something you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
dreamed.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, but now, a lot of times I can't remember what I've...
dreamed. Well, a lot of times it's that way.
You can't remember,
no.
Yeah. Now, sometimes you say, now, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I...
woke up.
Now, if you do this on the floor with your foot, you'd say you
want a tap.
Yeah, but if you do it, that'd be a tap. And when you do it hard, you'd say you're
stomping.
Yeah, I guess that wouldn't be a stomping.
Would a boy, if he saw a girl like at a party and say he had his buggy there or his car there or whatever it was in later years, would he? But
ask her for a date.
Uh-huh. And he'd say, may I?
And
if he would, would he say, may I?
Take you home. That's what I did.